Have you ever had those thoughts of, God, where are you? I feel like I'm all alone in this thing that is so big and I'm scared of it, I'm worried about it, but we feel alone, right? All of us have had those times. And in this video, I'm going to talk about how God is actually working behind the scenes in ways that we don't even know, and that we are never, ever alone in any circumstances that we go through. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg of AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we love helping you to do exactly that, to discover and accomplish the purpose that God created you for. So come across and visit us at AccomplishYourPurpose.com. We've got some freebies there for you to download that will just start you on this journey of understanding how God created you and how you get to operate in the earth as a result. If you're new here, consider liking, subscribing, and sharing this video. Click the notification bell so that we can get together each week to dig into the Word of God and get some encouragement on how we discover who we are and how He created us to be. So today I'm going to talk through Daniel 3, and this is one of my husband and my favorite stories in the Bible, because it shows how intentional God is in the middle of circumstances that look really bad, right? So at this point, I'd encourage you to go and read Daniel 3, because it's a bit long to read through the video. But the essence is that Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, have been captured by Nebuchadnezzar. He is a king that is opposed to them. So it really wasn't a great place to be. But through the favor of God and through them being diligent, these three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, get appointed as leaders over some provinces for Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar gets this idea in his head that he's going to build himself this 90-foot-tall, gold-plated statue of himself. And once it's finished, he calls everyone together and he says, when you hear the sound of music, you are going, everyone that hears it, you're going to bow down and you're going to worship the statue. Well, he does it and everybody bows down. But then after that, some of his people come to him and say, hey, there are three Jews that you have put over one of your provinces. And whenever the music's played, they do not bow down to the statue. And he flies into a rage. He is so mad. So he gets the three of the guys to come and he says, why won't you bow down? And they say, we don't bow down to anybody but our God. And Nebuchadnezzar goes, if you don't bow down when the music plays now, I'm going to throw you into a fiery furnace and nobody's God can rescue them from that. So he plays the music and they do not bow down. So he orders them to be thrown into the furnace. And he's so mad that he actually says, make the furnace 7 times hotter than usual. So these guys go and they're all tied up, they're all bound. And the attendants, the guards that take them down, throw them into the furnace. And the furnace is so hot that when they open the door, actually the guys that took them to the furnace die from the heat. So these three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are thrown into the furnace. And the king sits and he looks. There's obviously a viewing window in this furnace. And he says, didn't we throw three guys in there and they were all tied up? And everyone says, yes, that's what we did. And he says, but look, if you look in there carefully, you'll see that there are actually 4 people and they are untied and they're walking around in the fire. Blows my mind, right? So then after this has happened for a little while, he goes, okay, obviously nothing's happening to them. Bring them back out. So they bring the three guys back out, back down to three guys, right? They bring the three guys out. There is not a singed hair on their head. Their clothes are not burnt. There are no injuries on them whatsoever. And get this, they don't even smell like smoke. And they've been in the middle of a fire. And in the evidence of this, he says to them, he remembers what they said before he put them in. And they said, our God can rescue us from this. But even if he chooses not to, we will not worship anybody else but our God. Right? That was their defining statement. And when he brings them out of the fire and sees this miracle that's happened, he realizes that the God of the Jews, our God, the God of Israel, is the one that actually not only saved them from dying, but they don't even smell like smoke. And he issues a decree throughout the lands and he says, let nobody speak against the God of the Jews, right? He says, therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language that speaks anything offensive against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces and their houses shall be made a heap of rubbish. For there is no other God who is able to save in this way. Then the king caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. And it just shows that God can do anything with the circumstances in our lives. Take a thought for a moment. when did the guys want to be rescued? Right at the beginning, point number one, like the first place is, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar's made a statue to himself and told everyone to bow down. God, can you help them not see us not bow down? Or second of all, okay, there goes the music. We're not bowing down. We're going to stand out like sore thumbs. God, what are you doing? We're going to get in trouble here, right? Then they get called to the palace. Now they know they're in trouble. And the king is mad with them. Third time, like, God, give us favor with the king. Help him not to kill us for not bowing down, right? Then they get, they hear that the furnace is seven times hotter. And they're like, God, it's going to be seven times worse than it actually was before. Seven times hotter, right? Four. Then they hear that they're going to get thrown in anyway. So they get thrown in, like five. This is step number five. They're outside the furnace. The furnace door gets opened. They get shoved in and the guards actually die. So by this point, you're like, okay, it's all over. God, it's too late. You should have come through earlier. But inside this, six, inside the furnace, they're actually untied and so protected by an angel of the Lord that they're walking around untied in the furnace. And then they come out, step number seven, God's perfect number. They get brought out of the furnace. And the very king that put them in there and boasted in his own deity had a statue of himself made and said that no other god could save you if you were put into a furnace, is the first one to not only acknowledge that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the only one who could save in this way, but then he issues a decree throughout his entire kingdom, which was substantial at the time, and says that nobody may speak against their gods. Isn't that the most amazing thing? So we're along that journey of six, seven times on that whole continuum of what that looked like to make the decision to go, we will worship our God and nobody else. Even if we die, he can rescue us, but even if he chooses not to, we will still worship our God. How many of those steps have we gone through? Whatever problem you're facing, my friend, what does that look like in your life? Where have you said to God, good, but why haven't you come through? The deadline's passed and that money should have been paid. Or God, now my child is off doing something and I don't know where they are. Or God, that relationship looks way beyond redeeming. But you know what? All the while in the background, God's got this bigger plan that he's working out and he is always with you. But our part, my friend, is to say, my God can rescue and save. But even if he chooses not to do it in the way I think he should do it, I will worship no one else. I will worship no one else. He is my God. And because of that stance, God can work with it. He can work with a heart that is totally surrendered to him like that. And he will cause, whether he rescues us from the fire or he doesn't, he will cause such glory. He will cause people to see who he is in such a huge way that his purposes will happen and he will be glorified. He will be seen for the God that he is, even through our circumstances. And that, my friend, is a beautiful, beautiful purpose for our lives. To go, God, in everything I do, let people see how amazing you are. See how absolutely amazing it is to be a son or a daughter of the living God. That, my friend, is discovering and accomplishing your purpose right there. So there are some journaling questions as you sit with this beautiful truth and you read through Daniel 3 and whichever version of the Bible speaks to you the most. Download the PDF below this video and walk through the questions with God, asking him where he's been in the circumstances that have looked bad for you, like where you've almost been thrown into a fire. Ask him where he's been and let him show you how it's all turned around for his glory, to show who he is, right? And that he's always, always with you, no matter what the circumstances look like. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on this adventure of discovering who he is in the middle of your troubles. Will you accept? Bless you, bless you, bless you. And I'll see you next time.